Welcome back to News and Views here at News Talk 1010 WCSI 98.1 FM. I'm News Director John Clark. This morning I'm talking with the candidates for the at-large county council seats for Bartholomew County. This morning I'm talking with Republican Kim Bennett. Kim, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So, Kim, for people who may not know you or haven't had a chance to run into you, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and where they might know you from?
Yeah, absolutely. Born and raised in Columbus, Indiana. Went to elementary school at St. Peter's and high school at Columbus East. Graduated college in 99. I have worked in my entire career in banking. I originally worked with Irwin Union Bank, then with Main Source, and then now I'm with German American Bank. I work specifically in the Treasury Management Department, where I work with commercial deposits on risk mitigation, interest rate risk, the best efficient use to use their deposits. And I also get the opportunity to work with several county governments, and I'm very familiar with how they work, as well as State Board of Accounts.
Did you want to mention any activities you're involved in, or groups, or
sure.
Family?
Absolutely. I am married. I have a wonderful husband, Brian, and two children. My daughter, Sarah, is 20. She will be 21 in January, so that's coming up quickly. And my son, Charlie, is 14. I'm heavily involved in the community. I am currently the board chair for United Way of Bartholomew County, which I also serve on with that role, serves several committees for them. I'm also on the Doug Otto Center board. I work with Kids Commons on their board and also on Turning Point's board. And then I also participate in the Millrace Marathon Kids Fun Run, where we host a free event the day prior to the marathon every year.
So what made you decide that county council was where you'd be interested in running for? You haven't run for office before that I can recall.
I have not. So county one is, although I have never ran for office, politics is not anything that's kind of new to my family. I've had several family members that have been very active in politics. And as a matter of fact, my grandfather's cousin was the Republican chair for 30 years, so several years. So very familiar with that. But something I've thought about for a long time, with my kids getting to be the age that they are, I felt like I had the time now that I could appropriately spend and invest in it. But one of the reasons why I thought county council would be a good fit is because of my financial background and working with counties, as well as being a little familiar with State Board of Accounts and really understanding, and that's where my interest lies. But also my investment in the community, and I really feel like a community works best when the private, public, and non-for-profit sectors all come together. So it just seems to be like a nice kind of fit, missing piece of the puzzle for what I've invested my time in.
So when you look at the county council role, it's obviously primarily the fiscal body for the county.
Yep.
And the American Rescue Plan and other COVID aid has really pumped some money into the local government and allowed it to do some stuff. Two questions, I guess. I mean, how do you feel we use the money? Do we use it the way it should be? And second, what do we do now that money isn't going to be flowing in?
So I think that our county government has done a great job of managing those funds. You're right, having that pumped into our community, it was very well needed, and we have put it to good use. We have invested in the county, building, the county courthouse, in replacing that whole HVAC heating cooling system, which was very pricey. It had been band-aided along for a while, and so it's not a small. Anyone who has driven downtown Washington Street, Jackson Street, knows how much work has gone into it and the amount of time that it's taken to do that project. So that is something that would have had to come out of a regular budget, and we were able to do that without that. Also, the Internet for All, which is a great opportunity, something we desperately needed, and we really kind of learned how badly we needed it during COVID, is another great investment in those dollars. With that said, those were both financial projects that would have had to come out of a normal budget. And also there are items that are now paid for that won't have a long-term incurring expense to the community, which I think is very important, because we also need to be making sure that we're making decisions that we can financially commit to and afford long-term.
When you look ahead at the next few years, if you were to get elected, any challenges on the road that you would like to tackle or anything you see coming up that's going to be difficult for the council?
I think in terms of upcoming, you know, we know that we will have some work to do on the Youth Services Center and evaluating that. That is still in the early stages. We need to explore all options. That is one thing that comes to mind, but also just any of the unexpected. I think in terms of budget planning, we all can do a good job of knowing what your expenses are and managing those, but it's the unexpected that, you know, can pose the most challenges, and making sure we're prepared for those and having options that we can afford when those items do come up.
I know a lot of the candidates have talked about the Youth Services Center and that expense coming down the road. Any thoughts on that situation and where we are with trying to solve that?
My thoughts on the Youth Services Center is to explore all the options. You know, how we currently use it now may not necessarily be how we need to use it in the future, and exploring not only what we do today, but what are our needs. So really understanding what are our true needs are, first of all, and then looking at the building and what kind of building, what kind of technology, what kind of resources do we need to support those needs, and then look at options revolving that. So I think first really understanding what our true needs are and then reviewing what building options would best serve those needs instead of just looking at the building as it is now and what updates that building may need or what needs to be done. I think for long term for our community, we need to be looking at the true needs of the community and for our youth.
Well, as we are looking at the national election, I think the issue of voting security and the assurances on whether your vote will be counted accurately and fairly and whether you'll be safe in your polling place are on a lot of people's minds. Mm-hmm. What's your thoughts on how we're doing in Bartholomew County, and can people trust the system here?
I absolutely think all of the county can trust the system here. Our clerk's office has done an amazing job of setting up polling centers. The response for early voting has been tremendous. So thank you to everybody who's gone out and voted, and you can continue to do so at Donner Center. Regarding the accuracy of it, I think that they do a good job. I do not have any concerns on that. And I have been out to the polls, and so far there doesn't seem to be any concerns regarding safety that I have seen. Everyone just kind of flows in and flows out, and it seems very calm and a comfortable environment to cast your vote.
Well, as we are starting to wrap up, any thoughts on what you'd like, any final message to voters as they're heading out to the polls? Any thoughts on them making their choice?
No, I just would appreciate anyone who would consider me for their vote. I would work hard for the entire county and encourage anyone to go cast your vote. Whoever you vote for, your vote really does make a difference.
We've been talking this morning with Republican Kim Bennett, who is running for the county council at large seat, one of the three seats on the council, with six candidates up for the election this election. Kim, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you've been listening to News and Views here at News Talk 1010 WCSI 98.1 FM. We'll be back next week with more News and Views. Hope you have a great weekend.